Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. This is the next in our series on walking through the Old Testament. Today we enter the Exodus. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Jacob, whom God renamed Israel, and his 11 sons went down to Egypt during the time of Joseph, because Egypt alone had grain during the great famine. And over the next 430 years, the descendants of Israel multiplied so greatly that the Egyptians grew afraid of them. To maintain control, they enslaved the Israelites and forced them into harsh manual labor. Fear turned to brutality, and Pharaoh commanded that all the Hebrew male children be cast into the Nile River and destroyed. But the mother of Moses took a little poetic license with this law. She cast her son into the Nile, but placed him in a basket first that was designed to float. Pharaoh's daughter was bathing in the Nile at that very moment. She saw the child, had mercy on him, and through the quick thinking of his sister Miriam, who offered to find a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby, Moses was given back to his own mother. In fact, the name Moses means to draw out of the water. Once Moses was weaned, he was brought to live in the palace of Pharaoh. 40 years passed. Thinking he was the savior of his people, Moses struck an Egyptian and killed him. And when Pharaoh found out, sought to kill him in return. So Moses fled Egypt and became an exile in the land of Midian. And 40 more years went by. Moses was now 80. And finally emptied of illusions about his own grandeur and strength. And he was finally ready to be used by God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. The next time we meet Moses, he was tending the flock of Jethro, the priest of Midian. That detail matters. The Midianites were a religious people, but they worshipped many gods. Moses himself had been raised as an Egyptian, in a culture that worshipped almost everything that moved. The sun and the moon, the Nile River, cattle and sheep, even frogs. These were all treated as gods. So Moses grew up in a thoroughly polytheistic world. He was not yet monotheistic. While leading the flock, God brought Moses to Mount Oreb, the mountain of the burning bush, known in Hebrew as Sinai. It is here that God revealed himself and gave Moses his mission. I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. Moses immediately asks the most honest and necessary question. If I go to the sons of Israel and say, the God of your fathers has sent me, they will ask me his name. What am I to tell them? In other words, which God are you? Remember where Moses came from and where he's living now. There were so many gods, and every one of them had a name. Now, this might surprise you, but at this time, not only was Moses not monotheistic, but neither were the Israelites. They had been living in Egypt for over 400 years, and they had taken on all the gods of the Egyptians. That's the essential problem of the Exodus. They don't know who God is, and they're addicted to worshiping the wrong gods, trying to find their identity and happiness and security in the wrong place. But then God speaks the decisive word, I am who am. I am the one who is, the one true God. There is no other. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. In Exodus chapter 3, God gives Moses a surprising mission. The initial request is simply that Moses is to ask Pharaoh to allow Israel to go 3 days into the wilderness to worship Yahweh, and then return to Egypt and resume their lives. Now, God already knows Pharaoh will be obstinate and refuse, and so God's deeper intention will be fulfilled. Israel will ultimately be set free because God desires to give them rest so that they might worship. This becomes clear in Exodus 4 when God gives Moses the message Pharaoh must hear. Let my son go, that he may serve me. Now that word serve is a key theme of the Exodus. In Hebrew, the word is avad, and it means to serve or to work, but avad was later translated into Greek as liturgy. The liturgy is the work of the people, the worship of the people. Israel has been serving Pharaoh, serving the world, the flesh, and the devil, but they were created to serve, to avad, to worship Yahweh. And the whole drama of the Exodus will turn on one question: whom will you serve? Joshua will finally give the answer. Choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This is the same choice, the one choice, placed before Lucifer, Adam and Eve, before Israel, and it's the one choice placed before us. Whom will you serve? Who will be the God you worship? And the way you answer determines whether you will be free or remain a slave. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. When Moses and Aaron go to Pharaoh in Exodus 5, their request is simple and precise. Let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. Moses deliberately uses the word feast, a liturgical feast. And this is not a political demand or an economic negotiation. It's a request for freedom to worship. Pharaoh immediately fights back. He doesn't argue. He fights back in a surprising way. He makes the Israelites so busy and so exhausted, they have no time for rest and therefore no time to worship the Lord. He increases their quota and takes away their means of production. Pharaoh understands something critical. If people never stop working, they will never have time for God. Now, when God finally delivers Israel, he commands them to keep the Sabbath. It's interesting. If you were to ask somebody, what's the main commandment of the Old Testament? It's to keep holy the Sabbath day. That's the most important. God says, 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh you shall not work. Why? Because true freedom requires true leisure. Time to wonder, time to ask the big questions, time to turn the mind and the heart back to God. This reveals the plan of Satan. Satan's plan is not to make us wicked directly. His first attack is to make us busy, to burden us with so much work, noise, and distraction that we just don't feel like we have time for God. We're all too busy, but God never commanded us to be busy. He commanded us to rest so that we would have time for worship and prayer and time for our spouse and our family and our kids. So the question becomes unavoidable. What takes all of your time, attention, and energy? This is how we begin to identify our false gods. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Many years ago, my first job in the church was as a youth minister. Now, I was married at the time, had twin babies, and worked for two workaholic priests. Most days, I was in the office by 8 a.m., and most nights not home until 10:30 p.m., which included almost every weekend. I was so busy that I neglected Jesus. I gave up my time with him in friendship, in prayer. That's the trap of the devil. Get busy. Now, we lived 14 miles from the church in a small rural town surrounded by cornfields. And one night, as I drove home, I came to a four-way stop. I pushed in the clutch and the brake and kind of rolled through the intersection when I heard a voice that said, "You don't worship me." I pushed in the clutch and the brake all the way, and I stopped, right there in the middle of the intersection. And I began to argue, "Yes, I do. I work for you." And the voice came back saying, "You don't worship me. You worship yourself. You chase success in your ministry, and you rely on yourself, not me." Well, I continued to argue my case, but the voice, it was the Lord, said, "I wait for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and you never spend time with me anymore because you think you're the Savior. You worship yourself." Well, he was right. So I recommitted the first hour of every day to him, to spending time in friendship with Jesus in prayer. And thanks be to God, I've never neglected it since. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what struck you with this meditation on the Exodus, Teresa?
I think that animated film, Prince of Egypt, gave me the wrong impression of the life of Moses. Because in my head, I think I still imagine Moses pretty young during the flight out of Egypt, but I think there's something in this that, you know, young people probably don't see themselves in Moses, but there's something about that initial desire you described in the first point where he sees himself as the savior of his people.
Yeah.
So he wants to do something big,
yeah,
something dramatic, something intense. And that's not the thing that saves his people. It puts him kind of off course.
Yes.
Or maybe it, in the end, it leads to the right course, but that's because it's leading him towards God. But I think that's the kind of fervor we want to have as young people, but we redirected it in the wrong way. Where the thing we really should be dedicating ourselves to is that relationship with God. And that's how we're really going to fight the system and change the world and make that impact, and not by one moment of what looks like greatness.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so, that's so well said, because the great temptation for every human is pride in the form of self-reliance. Yeah. But if we really want to make an impact, it has to happen in this order. We have to let God change us. And then maybe he can use us to change the world in some little way. It has to happen in that order.
Mm-hmm. So you can't worry about fighting the man and fighting the system until you've worried about fighting yourself first.
And we can also fall into the danger of a spiritual pride, of a spiritual self-reliance, that I need to change myself.
Yeah, we talked about this recently.
Let me be clear. Okay, there's two aspects of this. We can do nothing without God's grace, but, or I should say, and we must apply effort to get to bed on time, to get up and spend time in prayer, to have a resolution with our prayer, to build good habits, remove sin, remove the occasions of sin. We got to do that stuff.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we can't carry ourselves the full distance.
Yeah.
Only God can.
Well, much like any relationship, it requires your will and your participation, your cooperation, but you also can't, by sheer will alone, control everything.
This has become, I think this is the most important point.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it by willpower alone. You have to do it by spirit power. Not willpower, spirit power.
How would you describe spirit power?
The essence of Christianity is that God wants to place his spirit in you to live through you. It's the Holy Spirit that enables Jesus to live within us. It's the Holy Spirit that enables us to pray, to desire the right things, to make the right choices, to love. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us the power to do it. So the message of Christianity is not get your act together and try harder.
Mm-hmm.
It's let the Spirit of God transform you.
So it's not, if your car is not moving, just really floor it on the gas. It's, you need spirit power. You need the right fuel. You're probably running on empty. You need a bit more Holy Spirit.
Again, it's not about willpower. It's about allowing the Holy Spirit to transform our lives. So it's what you said. It's about learning to cooperate with the Spirit. And the first two most important steps are got to receive Jesus as often as you can in the Eucharist in reconciliation. And we got to make daily meditation the habit.
Mm.
That's how the Spirit transforms us. Without a deep commitment to daily prayer, you're never going to allow the Spirit to transform you. It just won't happen. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.